B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Tainis Daf Dalet. We're going to start 14 lines from the top of the Omud. And this is going off onto a different topic, but we're going to come back to the rain further on in the topic. Omer Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeini, Omer Reb Yonason. Shloisha, there were three people that Sha'alu, they made requests, Sha'aloi Kahigon, in an improper manner. L'shnayim Heshivu Kahigon, two of them were answered, so to speak, properly. Le'echot Heshivu Sha'aloi Kahigon, and one of them, the response was not a proper, was a challenging response, an improper response. Ve'eluhain, the three are as follows. Eliezer Eved Avram, Eliezer the slave of Avram, who went to look for a wife for Yitzchak. V'shaul ben Kish, we'll soon see what that was. V'yiftach ha-gil-odi. Explains the Gemara. Eliezer Eved Avram, t'chsev, it says in the Pasuk, that Eliezer said, v'hoyo ha-naro asha'oimer eleo, and this maiden, who I will say to her, Hatino Kadech, you should tip for me your jug, Veshte, and I will drink, Veomron, she will say, she'll say, you drink, Vegam Gamalecho Ashken, I'll also water your camels, Oiso Yichachto, she will be proven Avdechol Yitzchok to be a wife for Yitzchok, Uvo Eida, and in her, and she, I will know, Kiosiso Chesed Im Hashem, Im Adoini, that you've done a blessing, a chesed, a kindness for my master, for Yitzchok. Well, Avram was his master in looking for a wife for Yitzchak. So he just said, I've got a sign. How will I know who's going to be the right wife for Yitzchak? Anyone who will offer to give water to the camels. Yochil afilo chigeres. What happens if she's limb? Afilo suma. What happens if she's blind? And you might not even notice that. And what, you're going to take her for a wife? And nonetheless, Eshivoi Kohigan Hashem responded, it was a successful outcome, benizdamna loy Rivka, and indeed it was Rivka that came, who was completely perfect for Yitzchak. But his question nonetheless, the way he made his request, was not so proper, but it worked out for him. Shaul ben Kish, regarding Shaul also, he made a request that was also not so proper, nonetheless it worked out for him. Dechsev, it says in the Pasuk, Vayomer ish Yisrael, Hara'isem ish ha'oile azeh, ki l'choref es Yisrael oile, v'hoyo ish ashe yakenu. Shaul said, you see this person, Goliath, who's blaspheming Hashem, and is destroying, is working against Klal Yisrael and Hashem, v'hoyo ish, it will be that the man, ashe yakenu, the one that can smite him, ya'as shrenu al hamelech, the king will make him rich. Oisher Godel, very with much riches, Ves Bitoy and a daughter of the king, Yitin Loy, I will give him as wife, Ves Beis Oviv Yase Chofshi Be Yisrael. So that's what Shaul said. Shaul said, whoever's going to kill Goliath will get my daughter as a wife. Yochel Afilo Eved. Well, Shaul, did you take into account that it could be a slave is going to kill Goliath? Afilo Mamzer, or a Mamzer is going to kill Goliath? And Eliezer Eved Avram was not worried about these because he knew he was going to Avram's family. But Shaul, he should have been worried about that. And nonetheless, Eshiva Kohigan, the response he got from Hashem was one that worked out. When his Daman lay David, it was none other than David HaMelech who went and killed Goliath, and indeed he married Shaul's daughter. However, Yiftach HaGil Odi, when it came to Yiftach, there things didn't work out exactly as planned. D'chsiv, it says in the Pasuk that Yiftach said, V'hoyo ha-yoytza sh'yeytze midal se'beisi, that whatever comes out of the doors of my house, v'shuvi v'sholoim mibnei Amoin, when I return in peace from the Amoin, v'hoyo l'Hashem, is going to be for Hashem, v'ha'alisihu oila, and I'm going to offer it up as an oila. So he was hoping that a kosher animal would be the first that would come out of his house when he arrives back. Yochel afilu dova tomi. Did you take into account that maybe a dog or a pig would come out? You can't bring them as a korban. Hey Shiva Shalai Kohigan. And actually the response was even more tragic. Nizdamna loy bitoy, it was none other than his daughter that came out. V'hainu dekomaluhu novi li Yisrael, and that's what the Novi said, that Hatzori ain begilod, is there no balm in Gilod? Im Roifa ain shom, is there no physician? Is there nobody that kimaduale also aruchas bas ami? And this is alluding to the fact that why didn't you Yiftach HaGilodi make use of, there was a novi there, Pinchas. Why didn't you go and to the Pinchas and he will undo your neder, your promise, your vow? He will undo it, and then it will be as if you didn't say anything, and your daughter will be fine. But for reasons that are challenging to understand, Yiftach didn't want to go to Pinchas, and Pinchas didn't want to go to Yiftach. One, because for the different reasons, they didn't feel it was within their dignity. And what happened was that this girl, her whole life, so to speak, remained to be so as if a korban. There's a discussion if you actually offered her up on the Mizbeach, but this daughter remained, so to speak, a korban. And that's what happens when you ask for something and you say something, you make a request without being specific and proper about it. Uchsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Uvonu es bomois habal lisreif es benem, and they built the bomois of the Avodah Zarah to burn their children, bo'esh, as oilois labal, they would offer up their children as korbonis to the Avodah Zarah. Asher lo tzivisi, but I, Hashem, have never commanded such a thing, v'lo dibarati, and I have never spoken such a thing, v'lo el salibi, never entered, so to speak, and never entered my heart to expect or to want anybody to offer a human being as a korban. And the Gemara says, what are these three? Asher lo tzivisi, v'lo dibarati, v'lo el salibi. So the Gemara explains, Asher lo tzivisi, that I did not command, ze b'noi shel meisha melech moyov. This is the son of Mesha, the king of Moav. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, Vayikach es bnei habachir, he took his firstborn, Asher yimleich tachtov, the one that was going to reign after him. Vayaleu la'oilo al achoyim, and he offered him up as an oilo. And that was something where Hashem says, when the Navi says, Asheloi tzivisi, I never commanded such a thing, Hashem was making it clear, you melech moyav, offering up your son as a korban, I never commanded such a thing, I'm not interested in human korbanos. V'loi dibarati, I never spoke about human korbanos. This is referring to Yiftach, as we just saw now, that Yiftach, he made his daughter into a korban. Here the Navi is saying, I'm not happy that you kept your promise as a promise and kept your daughter as a korban. Or even if you didn't offer as a korban, you made her hektish like a korban. You should have undone your korban. V'le'ol salibi, when it says that, it didn't enter my heart to have a human korban, the Yitzchok ben Avram. This is even talking about the Akedas Yitzchok, and Rashi brings from the Medrash, the Satan, he told Hashem that Avram is never going to offer a korban. And Hashem said, don't worry, I'm going to ask him even to offer up his own son. But don't worry, Hashem says, I never intended him to offer his son. I just wanted to see if he would be prepared to offer his son if I tell him to. But I never had intentions, and indeed Yitzchok did not get offered up. Omer of Brachia, and this is how this comes into this Gemara. Af Knesset Yisrael Shalok Shaloi Kohegan, the Klal Yisrael at some point asked Hashem something in an improper manner, v'Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yeshiva Kohegan, and nonetheless Hashem answered in a way which was proper for Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, v'Neida, let us know, Nirdefa, and to let us pursue, Lodases Hashem, to know Hashem, K'shachar Nochein Motzoi, like the morning, Nochein Motzoi, he's going forth, v'Yovoi K'geshem Lonu, And you will come to us like rain. And that's what Klal Yisrael said to Hashem. The Klal Yisrael wanted Hashem to be close to us and to connect to us, similar to rain. Omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem answered to Klal Yisrael, Biti, my daughter, Atche Eles Dova, you're asking for something, Shepa'omim Mizbakish, so sometimes is desirable. Rain is sometimes desirable. Upa'omimenim is bakish, and sometimes rain is not desirable. Avlani e'elechoba, the relationship between me and you is going to be dovam is bakish lo'ilam, is something that's for always going to be desirable. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, that Hashem said, E'ye ketel le'Yisrael, I will be like Jew for Klal Yisrael, Yifrach kashishano v'yach sharoshov kalavonoin, and this is, as we saw before, that Jew is something which is always necessary and is always there. And Oid Shalosh Shaloi Kohegan, another thing that Klal Yisrael asked, which was risky and was not really so proper. Omra Lefonov, Klal Yisrael said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, and this is a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Simeini, put me kachoisom as a seal al libech on your heart, so to speak. Kachoisom like a seal al zorech on your arm. Omale HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael, Biti, my daughter, Atre'eles, you're asking something that Dovo Shepa'omim Nireh. Sometimes the arm and the heart can be seen. when a person's not wearing clothes. U'pa'omim eino nira, and sometimes it's not seen when he is wearing clothes. Avel ani eseh lecha dova, I will do to you dova shenira le'olam, something that will always be seen. Shenemar, as it says in another pasuk in Yeshaya, hein al kapayim chakoisicha, behold, on my palms, so to speak, chakoisicha, I have engraved you Klal Yisrael, and the eyes can always see the palms. And that was Hashem's response to Klal Yisrael. Continues the Gemara. Ein she'elin es hagashomim. This was an interesting statement in the Mishnah. That the Mishnah said that ein she'elin es hagashomim elo somuch l'gashomim. You only start asking for rain, which is saying the same talumotar in Baruch Aleinu, close to the time where the rain is supposed to be coming down, which is after Sukkos. And the Gemara is going to have two explanations. So they assumed that she'elo v'azkara chod milsi. They assumed that she'elim doesn't mean what I just said in Baruch Aleinu v'sein talumoto. They assumed it means ma'ashiv haruach merid hageshem. And what the Mishnah is saying is that you start saying ma'ashiv haruach close to the time when you want the rain. Man tana, which tana is it? Omar Rava, Rava said, Rabbi Yeshua, it's the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua that says that you start saying the Ma'ashev Ruach on Shmini Atzeres. Do Omar Mishas HaNechosoi, in the Braisa, the term of Rabbi Yeshua was from the night of Shmini Atzeres, but we saw Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah that says that it's from the day of Shmini Atzeres, but either way, you start saying Ma'ashev Ruach on Shmini Atzeres, because from this point on, we're no longer in the Sukkah, it's no longer a curse to have the rain, and therefore it's the time to ask for the rain. That was Rava's opinion. Omale Abaya. Abaya says, Afilu Teimer Rebbe Eliezer. It could even be Rebbe Eliezer, who says that you say Ma'ashiv HaRuach on the first day of Sukkos. And however, She'ela L'chud. Then when it comes to She'ela, saying, then, and this is how we said it originally, that when it says Ein She'elim, it doesn't mean Ma'ashiv HaRuach. Normally, She'elim doesn't mean Ma'ashiv HaRuach. In the context of the Mishnah, where the whole Mishnah is speaking about Mazkirin, mentioning rain, Ma'ashiv HaRuach, so Rava said that the She'elim also means Ma'ashiv HaRuach. Abaya said no, She'elim means the same Talumotor. And indeed, the same Talumotor, everybody agrees, you don't start saying the same Talumotor till the end of Yom Tov, till after Yom Tov. She'ela L'chud, that's only Samuch L'Gashamim. We'll soon see exactly when that is, but it's not at the beginning of Yom Tov. Hazkara, however, mentioning Ma'ashiv HaRuach L'chud, that's different, and that could be at the beginning of Yom Tov. So even Rebbe Eliezer, who says that you say Ma'ashiv HaRuach from the first day of Yom Tov, is not a contradiction to this statement that She'elim, saying the same Talumotor, is only going to be after Yom Tov. The Ikad Omra, there's another version of this. Lema Rebbe Yeshuahi. Can we assume that it's Rabbi Yeshua who says that you say the same talumot, that you say Ma'ashiv HaRuach only at the end of Yom Tov? Rabbi Yeshua he to Omar Mishas HaNechosoi. Omar Rava answered, no, Afilu Teimer Rabbi Eliezer, it could even be Rabbi Eliezer. And when it says She'elin, it doesn't mean Ma'ashiv HaRuach, it means the same talumotor. The same talumotor is only after Yom Tov. She'elo L'chud, the time of saying the same talumotor is end of Yom Tov, and Azkara L'chud and saying Ma'ashiv HaRuach could be at the beginning of Yom Tov. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Ha'Oiver Lifnei Ateva V'chulu. This takes us back to the end of the first Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda says that we already saw that he holds that you start saying Ma'ashiv HaRuach on Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. But he says that U'b'Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, when it comes to stopping to say Ma'ashiv HaRuach, when do you stop saying Ma'ashiv HaRuach? Musaf of the first day of Pesach. Shachris, you still say Ma'ashiv HaRuach, and Musaf, you stop saying Ma'ashiv HaRuach. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Asks the Gemara Raminu, this seems to contradict the Mishnah we're going to have on Daf Hei. Ad Mosai She'elim Es HaGashomim, until what point do you say V'sein Talumot Olivrocho in Baruch Olenu? Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad She'aver HaPesach, until the end of Pesach. On Yom Tov itself, you don't say the same Talumotor, but on Chol HaMoed, you say the same Talumotor. Rav Meir Oimer, Ad She'aver Nisan. Rav Meir says you continue saying the same Talumotor until the end of Nisan. So I don't understand. When it comes to Ma'ashiv HaRuach, Rabbi Yehuda says you stop saying Ma'ashiv HaRuach at Musaf on the first day, but the same Talumotor you continue till the end of Pesach. This seems to be a contradiction. Omer of Chizda. So we're going to have a number of answers. We're going to have four answers here. Rav Chizda says, Omer Rav Chisda lo kasher kan lishoil kan lahazkir. Rav Chisda says that when it comes to mashiv aruach, you stop with musaf on the first day of Pesach. When it comes to the same talumotor, there it's till the end of Pesach. It's two different halachas. Kan lahazkir, kan lishoil, kan lahazkir. Mishal shoil v'ozil. You continue asking the same talumotor until the end of Pesach. But lahazkir, but to say the same talumot, to say mashiv aruach merid hageshem b'yom tov rishon posik, you stop after shachris on the first day of Pesach. Oma Ula. Rav Ula says, Hod Rav Chisda, this answer of Rav Chisda is kasha. It's disagreeable, k'chaymetz l'shinayim, like vinegar to the teeth, u'ka'oshon le'inayim, and like smoke for the eyes. Uma, it doesn't make sense. Uma b'mokim she'enei shayl. If on Shmini Atzeres, where there's no shaylo, there's no v'sein talumot on Shmini Atzeres, because v'sein talumot is only on a weekday davening, and Shmini Atzeres is Yom Tov. Nonetheless, mazkir, you mention in Shachris, from Musaf, sorry, you mention Mashiv Aruach, b'mokim, that means even though you don't yet say the same talumoto, you already start saying mashiv aruach, b'mokim sheshoil. Then in a time where you do say mashiv aruach, which is the whole of Pesach, einoidin she'im azkir, of course you should mention mashiv aruach. You should, that means, b'mokim sheshoil, in a time where you say the same talumoto, which is the entire Pesach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, einoidin she'im azkir, of course you should say mashiv aruach merid hageshem. That means if from Shmini Atzeres you see that even before the same talumotor you say mashiv aruach, of course whenever you say the same talumotor when you're actually asking for rain you should mention the rain. So that question is very difficult to understand. Elo oma ula, that answer, sorry, is difficult to understand. Elo oma ula, ula says trei tanoi alibud Rabbi Yehuda. It's true, you've got Rabbi Yehuda in the first Mishnah that says you stop saying mashiv aruach after shachris on the first day of Pesach. You've got the Mishnah on Daf Hei that says you stop saying the same talumotor at the end of Pesach. It's two different tanoim, and indeed they are a contradiction. One Tana said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda like this, and one Tana said like this, and the Tana that says in Daf Hei that you stop saying the same talumotor only the end of Pesach, so too you continue saying mashiv aruach till the end of Pesach. The Tana of our Mishnah that says that you stop saying mashiv aruach after shachris, so of course you stop saying the same talumotor from that point on. That was Ula's answer. Rav Yosef gives a third answer. Mai Achiyavir HaPesach, when it says in the Mishnah on Daf Hei that you say the same talumotor until Achiyavir HaPesach, and we understood it means till the end of Pesach, that's not what it means. It means Achiyavir until the Shliach Tzibur passes in front of the Tzibur, Rishon, on the Shachris. That means Hayered beyond of Rishon, Shel Pesach. That means until the shachris of the first day of Pesach. That's what the Shiyavir means. Shiyavir HaPesach means until the first chazan in the morning of the first day, he still says mashiv, he still says, so to speak, the same talumotor and mashiv aruach. We'll soon see the Gemara is going to ask you, don't say the same talumotor on the first day of Pesach. It's a weekday davening. But mashiv aruach you say, but it's on the first day of Pesach till shachris, and then there's no contradiction to our Mishnah. Omele Abayas argued against Rav Yosef, Sheila b'yom tov mi'ikah, you're saying that the Mishnah on Daf Hei that says Ad Mosai Shoyalim, till when do you say the same talumotor, and you said Achiyavir HaPesach, so the way we understood it initially, till the end of Pesach, we can understand during Chol HaMoed Pesach, Shachris, you can say the same talumotor, it's a weekday davening. But if you say that it means until the Shliach Tzibur on the first day of Pesach says Shachris, that's the last time you say the same talumotor, you don't say the same talumotor on Yom Tov. That was Abaye's question against Rav Yosef. Omar Lei says, yeah, you're right. But nonetheless, we do say the same talumotor even on Yom Tov. How can that be? How can you say the same talumotor on Yom Tov? The same talumotor is normally in a weekday Shmoneh Esrei. You do say the same talumotor, but not in Shmoneh Esrei. Shoyel Maturgamon, there was somebody who would get up and say a drasha and would speak to the Tzibur, on the first day of Pesach, and he would say, he would, so to speak, in his drasha, he would ask Hashem and say, continue giving us the rain. So that's how Rav Yosef is explaining that until that drasha, which was Shachris, until that drasha, after Shachris, before Musaf, until that drasha, they would say when the drasha, they would say shoyalim, and that's the time that you say mashiv haruach. But after the shachris, after that drasha, you no longer say v'sein talumotar, and you no longer say mashiv haruach, and that's how Rav Yosef answered the contradiction. Says the Gemara v'chima turgamon shoyal davosh einei tzorich. I don't understand. If from Musaf you're going to stop, you're not going to say mashiv haruach, and you're no longer saying v'sein talumotar. So why would this person who's saying the drasha, why would he ask? Why would he be shayalim for rain? If the congregation doesn't need the rain, why would he ask for rain? So elo mechavarta, the clearest resolution to this contradiction is kedu'ula, like Ula said before, not like Rav Yosef said. And now Rabba Omar, Rabba gives a fourth and final explanation to try and explain the contradiction. Rabba Omar, my Achiyavir HaPesach, when it says in the Mishnah Daf Hei that Rabbi Yehuda says that you say V'sein Talumotor until the end, till after Shachris, until Achiyavir HaPesach, until Pesach is over. What does it mean? It doesn't mean till Pesach is over. It means Achiyavir is man Shchitas HaPesach. It means until the end of the time, which means till the time of Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is brought only in the afternoon of Erev Pesach. So the Shachris of Erev Pesach, you still say V'sein Talumotor, and you still say Mashiv Aruach. However, after the Shachris, from Mincha, on Erev Pesach, you no longer say V'sein Talumotor. However, you continue saying Mashiv Aruach until Musaf of the next day, of the first day of Pesach, as Rabbi Yehuda says in our Mishnah. So indeed, we're splitting up the Mashiv Aruach from the V'sein Talumotor, and you stop saying V'sein Talumotor after Shachris on Erev Pesach, and you continue saying Mashiv Aruach until after Shachris on the first day of Pesach. Uketchiloso, ikein soifo, it's exactly like when you started saying Mashiv Aruach. Matchiloso, in the same way as when you started saying Mashiv Aruach on Shmini Atzeres Musaf, Mazkir, you said Mashiv Aruach, afal pi she'ein eshoel, even though you didn't say V'sein Talumotor, because there is no V'sein Talumotor on Yom Tov, till after Yom Tov. Af soifo, so too, on the Mincha of Erev Pesach, Mazkir, you can say, you continue from Minchon Erev Pesach, you continue saying Mashiv Aruach Omer Dageshem, Afal Pi She'ein Eshoel, even though you no longer say the same Talumotor. So that was how Rabba explained it. Omale Abaya. Abaya said, Bishloim Etchilosoi, there's a fundamental difference between the beginning and the end. At the beginning, on Sukkos, on Shmini Atzeres, that Tchilosoi, the Bishloim Etchilosoi, Mazkira Haskora, Nami Ritzui Shailohi. You're about to start saying V'sein Talumotor immediately after Yom Tov. You don't say V'sein Talumotor on Yom Tov because that happens not to be a weekday Shemoneh Esrei. You don't say Baruch Aleinu. But it's already appropriate to mention the Mashiv Aruach in preparation, asking Hashem that our requests for rain of V'sein Talumotor should be answered favorably. That makes sense. Then it's Ritzui Shaili, it's a preparation, so to speak, for the same Talamotor we're going to start saying at Ma'ariv on Motzei Yom Tov. Elo Soifoi, when it comes to Pesach, Ma'iritzui Shaili, if you stop saying the same Talamotor, it means you don't want the rain anymore. If you don't want the rain anymore, why would you continue mentioning the rain in Mashiv Aruach? Elo Mechaverta Kedu'ula, again, the clearest resolution to this issue is what Ula said before, that it's just two different Tanoim in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. And now we're going back to the question of from when do you start saying Mashiv Aruach? Omer Abasi, Omer Rabbi Yechanon. Rabbi Yechanon said, Halochak Rabbi Yehuda. The Halochak is like Rabbi Yehuda, that you start saying Mashiv Aruach on Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. Omer Le Rabzeiro Le Rabasi. Rabbi Zeira said to Rabasi, how could you say in the name of Rabbi Yechanon that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that you start saying Mashiv Aruach on the Musaf of Shmini Atzeres? What none did we not learn in the Mishnah? We're going to see this later on, that B'shloisho B'mar Cheshvan Sho'alim Geshomim. The Tanakhama say that on the third of Cheshvan, that's the time, that's when the season of rain starts, and therefore that's the time where you start saying the same Talumotor Livrocha. That was the Tanakhama later on. B'shloishob mar Cheshvan, Rabbi Gamliel argued and said, B'shiva boy, that the time that you start saying The same Talumoto is not on the 3rd of Cheshvan, rather on the 7th of Cheshvan. That's the time where the rain season starts. V'omer Rebelozo said, Halochok Rebben Gamliel. The halochos like Rebben Gamliel, that the rain starts on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan. So at this point, we assume that whenever the rain season starts, that's not only the time you start saying the same Talumotor in Baruch Aleinu, but also the time that you start saying Mashiv Aruach. So Rebelozo says, that halochos like Rebben Gamliel, that the rain season starts on the 7th of Cheshvan. And Rav Asi says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that you start saying Mashiv Aruach on Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. Well, when does the winter start? When does the rain season start? It can't be both. Omerle. So the answer, says the Gemara. So Rav Asi answered back to Rav Zeira, Gavra, Gavra Koromis, I don't understand. You're asking a question, one person on another. Rabbi Yochanan held that it was on Shmini Atzeres of the Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, and Rabbi Loza held it was when Rabbi Gamliel said on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan. What's the contradiction? Why do they have to hold of each other? Iboy say, or you could answer, Loi Kasha, Kan Lishoil, Kan Lahazkir. There's a difference between Mashiv Aruach and the same Talumotor. Mashiv Aruach, you can say earlier. There, the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, you say Mashiv Aruach from Musaf on Shmini Atzeres. When it comes to Shaila, to asking the same Talumotor, that's like Rabbi Gamliel on the 7th of Cheshvan. Says the Gemara of Omer, Rabbi Yechanon says, B'mokoim sheshoyel mazkir. You don't start saying Mashiv Aruach before you start saying before you say the same Talumotor. And Rashi adds in here that this is not only a question, Rashi says that the question here is, how can you, Rabbi Yochanan, rule like Rabbi Yehuda, that you start saying Mashiv Haruach from Shmini Atzeres of Musaf, but on Shmini Atzeres of Musaf you don't say the same Talumotor, because there is no the same Talumotor till only in a weekday Shmini Esra. That's how Rashi explains. Others explain, how can you say that Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Yochanan hold the same, and that you start saying Mashiv Aruach on Shmini Atzeres, Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, and you start saying the same Talumotor in Zayin Cheshvan, well, it's got to be that the same time. It's got to be that B'mokim Sheshoyel Mazkir, says the Gemara, Hu Lav Soka Itmar. It could be that when Rabbi Yochanan says that the same Talumotor and Mashiv Aruach have to go hand in hand, that's only regarding Pesach. Stopping on Pesach, that whenever you stop saying the same Talumotor is the same time you stop saying Mashiv Aruach. Says the Gemara, that can't be. V'omer Rabbi Yechon explicitly said, Hischil lahazkir maschil lishoil. That when you start saying Mashiv Aruach, that's got to be this time that you can start saying the same Talumotor. Posak milishoil, when you stop saying the same Talumotor, posik milahazkir, you stop saying Mashiv Aruach. So how can you, Rabbi Yochanan, rule like Rabbi Yehuda, that says in the Mishnah that on Musaf of Shmini Atzeres you start saying Mashiv Aruach, you can't start saying the same Talumotor, then it's Yom Tov. Elo loy kasha, there must be that the way to answer, to resolve this seeming contradiction, it must be ha'olon ha'olohu, that there's a difference between the people in Bovel, the people of Bovel, indeed, they ask for rain, their produce is still in the fields, and therefore they wait to ask for rain. And the same will apply not only the same Talumotor, also Mashiv Aruach on the 7th of Cheshvan. But Ha'olohu, the people in Eretz Yisrael, where they've already collected all the produce, and there's no produce in the fields, and therefore they can start saying Mashiv Aruach and the same Talumotor at the first opportunity from Shmini Atzeres. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Maishno ledidon, why would there be such a difference? According to us people in Bovel, why do we wait till the 7th of Cheshvan, like Rabban Gamliel said, the Islan Peira Bedabra, because we have produce in the fields. Leditu Nami, the people in Israel also, even though they don't have the produce in the fields, Islahu Oile Regolim. Do they not have the pilgrims, the people who came to Eretz Israel, Falia Laregel? And if there's going to be rain straight after Sukkot, they're all going to get wet on their journey home. So they should also be waiting to ask for the rain till they've all got home. Says the Gemara, Kika Omer Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that you start saying Mashiv Aruach and the same Talumotor at the first opportunity, it must be on Shmini Atzeres, that's bizman she'ein Beis HaMikdash Kaim. It must be that's when there's no Beis HaMikdash. There's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no pilgrims. So there's no problem asking for rain, including the same Talmud Motah, straight away at the end of Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, Hashta da'osis lahochi, once you've come to this idea of understanding there's a difference between before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and after, you can answer that, you can explain the contradiction easily. Ha v'ha l'ditu. They're both talking about people in Eretz Yisrael. V'loi kashya. Can, when Rebbe Elazar said that halacha was like Rebbe Gamliel, that you start asking for rain and mentioning the rain on Zayin Cheshvan, is bizman Beis HaMikdash Kayim. That's when the Beis HaMikdash was standing and there were pilgrims there. Can, when Rebbe Eichnon said that halacha was like Rebbe Yehuda, bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, when the Beis HaMikdash was not Kayim. Continues the Gemara. Now, Va'anan, us people in Chutz La'aretz, in the diaspora, the Islam Tre Yema, we have 2 days of Shmini Atzeres. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that when do you start saying Ma'ashiv Aruach on Shmini Atzeres Musaf? Well, we have 2 days Shmini Atzeres. In Chutz La'aretz, it's known as Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, because we don't know exactly which day is Shmini Atzeres. On which of those Musafs do you start saying Ma'ashiv Aruach, Eicha of Dinon? What do we do? And the Mefarshim here, Rebbe Kveger, discusses that we just said now that in Chutz La'aretz you wait till Zayin Cheshvan. So what's the question? But either way, that's what the Gemara asks. It seems the Gemara understood that Rabbi Yehuda, who said Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, also applies to people in Chutz La'aretz. And the question is, which day is considered the real Shmini Atzeres regarding Ma'ashiv Aruach? Omar Rav. Rav said, Maschil b'musafin. You start saying Ma'ashiv Aruach on the first of the Shmini Atzeres, what's really called in Chutz La'aretz Shmini Atzeres. And then you stop saying Ma'ashiv Aruach, b'mincha, you stop saying it by mincha, and Arvis and the Ma'ariv of Simchas Torah also don't say it, v'shachris, again, you don't say it, v'choyzer b'musafin, and then Musaf of Simchas Torah, you start again saying Ma'ashiv Aruach, because maybe that's the eighth day. Omalu Shmuel, Shmuel said to Rav, I don't understand, puku v'omru leila abba. Shmuel said, go out and tell Rav. Rav was called Abba. Rashi says Abba is the term used for my friend. That's what father is. The word father, Rashi says in many places, means a friend. Go and tell my friend Rav that achar she'asisoi kodesh, after on Shmini Atzeres, you already made it, into, so to speak, you sanctified the day and you assumed it to be Shmini Atzeres, and you started saying Ma'ashiv Aruach or Musaf, Taseh Yuchoyl, you're now turning it back into a weekday as if it's not Shmini Atzeres, and for Mincha, you're not going to say Ma'ashiv Aruach. Elo Mashmuel, Shmuel argued with Rav, and said Maschil b'Musaf, and you start saying it Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. Uba Mincha, and obviously Mincha, you carry on saying Ma'ashiv Aruach. However, Upoisek Arvis, when it comes to the night of Simchas Torah, here you don't say it anymore. You stop saying Ma'ashiv Aruach for Ma'ariv, v'shachris, and you don't say Ma'ashiv Aruach shachris, v'choyzer u'maschil v'musafin. So you take each day independently, and each day you start at Musaf. And only for Musaf on Simchas Torah, that's when you again say Ma'ashiv Aruach, and from then you continue with Ma'ashiv Aruach through the winter. That was the Shmuel's explanation. Rava Omar, Rava argued and said, Kivun Shehischil Shuvei Nepoisuk. Once you start saying Ma'ashiv Aruach on Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, which is the first day of the Shmini Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz, you don't stop. You continue right through. The Chen Omar of Sheshes, Kivun Shehischil Shuvei Nepoisuk, Rav Sheshes said the same. The Af Rav Hodar Bei Rav also changed his mind and ultimately agreed to what Rava and Rav Sheshes said, that you start on Musaf of Shmini Atzeres and you continue straight through with it. The Omer of Chananel Omer Rav, Rav Chananel said in the name of Rav, Moine Esrim V'Echod Yoim. You count 21 days. K'derech Shemoine Asara Yomim Mireish Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. Like you count from Reish Hashanah to Yom Kippur, there's no 2 days Yom Kippur. Why? Because we assume the first day of Reish Hashanah to be the real Reish Hashanah. So the first day of Reish Hashanah is day 1. Yom Kippur is day 10. And then you continue 21 days. The 21st day is Oshana Rabbah, or Maschil, and the next day, which is the first of the Shmini Atzeres, what we know as Shmini Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz, Musaf, that's when you start saying Ma'ashiv Aruach, and this is Rav speaking, the Kivan Shehischil, and once you started with Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, Shuvei Nepoisuk, you don't stop saying Ma'ashiv Aruach. V'hilchas said halacha is kivan sheyischil. Once you start saying mashav aruach, shuv eino poisuk, you don't stop. From the musav of shmini atzeres, you start saying mashav aruach through mincha. Ma'ariv of Simchas Torah, Shacharis of Simchas Torah, Musaf and Sefer of Simchas Torah, and on all the way till Pesach. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.